You are listening to the Light Catchers Podcast, a podcast of original stories written by me, your host, C.C. Kimmel, for you, my fellow light catchers. What is a light catcher, you might ask? Well, it's anyone who can find the good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly, and the light in the darkness. So if that describes you, these stories are yours. In this special episode, we get a peek into Christmas morning with the Forest Friends and everything that went wrong for them in a story titled The Worst Christmas Ever. For now, I'd like you to sit back, kick up your feet, and catch the light with me. In the middle of the forest, in a cave beneath the roots of a giant oak tree, lived four friends. There was a fox named Fox, a bear named Bear, a doggy named Doggy, and a kitty cat they all called Kit. And every day they woke up in their cave beneath the roots of the giant oak tree, excited for an adventure. On this particular morning, none of the forest friends knew which one of them woke up first. Each of them, Fox, Bear, Doggy, and Kit, had the instinctual alarm that awakens everyone on Christmas morning. As they do every Christmas morning, Fox, Bear, Doggy, and Kit all snuggled beneath the same blanket, waiting for Good But Grumpy Owl and Wise and Beautiful Horsey to arrive with gifts and breakfast. Kit and Doggy tried multiple times to peek through the door to see if they could see them, or at least smell the homemade cinnamon rolls in the wind as it passed by the oak tree, rustling the leaves. The waiting on Christmas morning was both impossible and invited. The minutes seemed to last forever, but each second was filled with joy and wonder, an expectant longing that somehow made the earth stand still. After a while, though, Fox looked at his pocket watch. "They're late. I know we've been waiting forever." At the news of Good But Grumpy Owl and Wise and Beautiful Horsey being late, the forest friends began to panic. Doggy rolled around on his back, which is what he does when he doesn't know what else to do. Kit was very worried and started to list out all the possible reasons they were late. Bear began his own list, but of the things he could eat with how hungry he was. Fox, who kept looking at his pocket watch, felt an emotion he normally didn't feel on Christmas morning. Fox was angry. This wasn't the way Christmas was supposed to happen. They should all be eating delicious rolls and opening presents and watching as Good But Grumpy Owl complained about the amount of wrapping paper he had to clean up after every gift, and Wise and Beautiful Horsey just laughing and smiling at the delight in the forest friend's eyes. "Should we go looking for them?" Kit asked. "We can't do that. We always wait here for them to come and set up breakfast and coffee. I'm sure they will be here soon," Bear replied. "I don't know if I can wait any longer," Doggy said, laying upside down, looking through the door. "They should have been on time," Fox said under his breath. Just as all of them seemed to fall into hopelessness, Doggy's ears perked up, and he ran out the door to the hill overlooking the path from our little slice of heaven. "They're coming! Finally! I see them!" Doggy said as he ran around in circles barking. Kit and Bear ran to look over the hill at them, but Fox stepped out of the cave slowly, a strange feeling growing inside of him, and went straight to the table to wait. The moment Wise and Beautiful Horsey saw the forest friends peeking their heads over the hill, she ran towards them. "We are so sorry to be late, little ones," Wise and Beautiful Horsey said as she hugged them. "We had a kitchen mishap with the cinnamon rolls and realized halfway over here that we forgot one of the gifts and had to go back, and I can't believe we made you wait so long." As Wise and Beautiful Horsey hugged Doggy, Kit, and Bear, Good But Grumpy Owl walked up, huffing and muttering to himself. His wings were clinging to 6 different cereal boxes, and the presents were tied onto his back. "It's fine. Nobody help me. I'll just carry everything," Good But Grumpy Owl repeated under his breath as he hobbled over to the table to set everything down. With a loud exhale, Good But Grumpy Owl sat down next to Fox, not even realizing he was there. "What took you so long?" Fox asked, causing Good But Grumpy Owl to jump a bit before turning around. "Oh, I'm sorry, Fox. I didn't see you there." "A lot of things went wrong this morning. The oven timer never went off," which Wise and Beautiful Horsey claims that fixing the oven timer was on some to-do list I had, and that burnt the cinnamon rolls. "After that, we realized we forgot your present back at the house, which made us turn around and get here late. We're not off to a good start." Good But Grumpy Owl got up to start making coffee, and Wise and Beautiful Horsey walked over to the table with the rest of the forest friends. "I know this isn't what we usually do, but I think we can still have a great morning. We brought all of the cereal we had, sugar and all. So help yourself while we set up the gifts." Wise and Beautiful Horsey said all of this with her usual smile before dancing over to the decorated white bark pine tree next to the forest friend's cave. Fox watched as the others started to pour bowls of cereal, laughing and talking about what they might be getting for Christmas. Each of them were on their second bowl by the time Fox decided to pour one. He didn't want to be upset, and he knew that the day would probably get better. But the feeling stuck with him nonetheless. "Wasn't it supposed to snow last night?" Fox asked, kind of out of nowhere. Doggy looked up. "I guess it was. That's okay. Still going to be a great day." Fox frowned, just as Wise and Beautiful Horsey announced the presents. Every year, the forest friends, Good But Grumpy Owl, and Wise and Beautiful Horsey gathered around the Christmas tree with freshly made coffee, bellies full of cinnamon rolls, and music softly playing while they opened up their gifts. Although the presents were the immediate excitement and topic of conversation, the ritual itself was the true gift. This moment held the years together like links in a chain. Years later, none of them would remember the particular present they got, or even the presents they made for each other, but they would remember the lingering scent of cinnamon, the faint and tasteful harmonies of Over the Rhine singing Christmas songs from the record player, and the justice of unbroken tradition. Fox felt the injustice without understanding it. Everything but the smell of cinnamon was there, but somehow the chain seemed broken, and it was a feeling he couldn't shake. The forest friends decided, instead of getting each other gifts, they would pool together to rebuild the fire pit at the center of their home. A gift Fox wasn't very happy about. He wanted to get a new table for the cave, something bigger for all that he had, but they wanted to upgrade the fire pit. Wise and Beautiful Horsey, as was tradition, opened her present first. "What have we here? Are these new earrings?" Wise and Beautiful Horsey held up a pair of copper earrings with acorns hanging from them. "I love them so much. Thank you, little ones." While she was walking around hugging each of the forest friends, Good But Grumpy Owl opened his gift. "Let's see. It looks like you got me a pair of socks with unicorns on them and a bag of coal." All the forest friends giggled, and Good But Grumpy Owl proceeded to put the socks over his talons and walk around, showing off his socks with every step he took. "Okay," Wise and Beautiful Horsey said. "Let's start with Kit." Kit was sitting on top of Bear's back and jumped down to the wrapped gift. Her tiny paws worked carefully to unwrap the purple wrapping paper. Bear, Doggy, Fox, and Good But Grumpy Owl all rolled their eyes as they watched her patiently unwrap the gift. After what seemed to them like days, the wrapping paper finally came off, and a brand new baseball glove sat in Kit's lap. "This is exactly what I wanted. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Kit already had the glove on and was pounding her tiny paw into the pocket to break it in. Doggy and Bear opened their gifts in seconds. Doggy got a brand new frisbee, and Bear got a brand new chef apron with the words, "Very good food" on it. Doggy ran around a few times sniffing, jumping, and barking. He was so excited about his new frisbee, and Bear put the chef apron on right away. "All right, Fox, you're up," Bear said. Fox was hoping for a new ink set for his maps and a protractor to draw cleaner lines, something he had mentioned earlier in the month to Good But Grumpy Owl. But when he picked up the wrapped box, it didn't feel like either of those things. Instead of an ink set and protractor, Fox got a brand new dictionary. Something started welling up inside him. He knew he needed to say thank you, that they got it for him because of his burgeoning vocabulary, which was a word he learned yesterday. He knew that he was blessed and had every reason to be grateful. But in that moment, he couldn't feel anything but the deep disappointment of everything going wrong. A dictionary? A dictionary? That's it. This is the worst Christmas ever, Fox cried out and ran off, leaving his new dictionary on the ground and his friends shocked and staring from the unexpected outburst. Fox sat on a stump sobbing for 5 minutes before Wise and Beautiful Horsey trotted over to him. He could see that she was upset, and he knew she had every right to be. I'm sorry. I know that was wrong, Fox said while wiping tears from his eyes. It's just between starting late, not having cinnamon buns, getting a dictionary when I was expecting something else, and it's not even snowing. I'm having a hard time thinking this was anything but the worst Christmas I've ever had. Wise and Beautiful Horsey waited patiently before responding. She was sitting next to him with the leg hugging Fox close to her. I am sad that you said what you said. Good But Grumpy Owl spent a day looking through a bookstore to find the newest, coolest looking dictionary we could find, and it hurts my feelings you didn't appreciate it. I know, I'm so sorry. Fox began to sob again. I also understand how frustrating it can be when you're excited for something and it goes differently than expected. Things didn't go as planned today, so I understand why you got upset. Fox looked up at Wise and Beautiful Horsey, a relieved smile creeping across his face. Do you forgive me? He asked. Wise and Beautiful Horsey smiled back. Of course. Now come on back. I think it will be good for me to tell you and the others the story of the actual worst Christmas ever. As they approached the Christmas tree, Fox heard Good But Grumpy Owl saying to himself, I don't understand why we spend so much time and effort on wrapping paper when it all ends up in the trash. I just don't understand it. Good But Grumpy Owl looked up at Fox walking next to Wise and Beautiful Horsey and folded his wings. I'm sorry. The dictionary was a great gift. I was just being selfish, Fox said, and stood in front of Good But Grumpy Owl. Well, I guess I can't be too mad at you. I've had a few worse Christmas moments myself, and know the regret of feeling that all too well. Good But Grumpy Owl picked Fox up and gave him a big hug. Bear, Kit, Doggy, come over here. I want to tell you the story of the actual worst Christmas ever, yelled out Wise and Beautiful Horsey. Bear set down his oven mitts next to some fresh baked biscuits. Doggy tossed his frisbee into the air, and Kit delicately set her glove down as they all huddled back around the Christmas tree. Well, Wise and Beautiful Horsey said, as it turns out, the worst Christmas ever was actually the first Christmas ever. On the day Jesus was born, nothing went the way they expected it to go. The last thing Mary and Joseph wanted to do was travel by donkey, 9 months pregnant, to register for a tax. But that's what they were doing on the first Christmas. And after all of that travel, there was no room for them to stay. Can you imagine traveling miles like that only to find that no one would give you a place to sleep and rest? The forest friends all shook their heads in disbelief. The only place Mary and Joseph could find was a dirty old barn. And that's where they celebrated the first Christmas. Jesus was born in a dirt-filled barn after an uncomfortable trip by two poor, young, and scared parents who had no idea what they were doing. And then, As they were trying to get some rest, a group of unkempt shepherds, smelling like sheep and sweat, showed up to look at their new baby. I guarantee you, this was not how they would have planned it. The first Christmas ever was by far the worst Christmas ever. Nothing went as planned, and everything seemed disappointing. But I think that's what makes Christmas so special. Jesus was born to save the world in the most unexpected, and at least in the moment, disappointing way. He wasn't born to power, and he didn't die in victory. Jesus' birth, life, and death was a series of disappointments and failures. Yet, it was the only way he could actually do what he came to do. The baby born in the midst of failed plans knew we needed the unexpected and gentle gift of grace and mercy. Wise and beautiful horsey paused and listened to the quiet of the forest, the mild wind blowing clouds across the sky, the distant river, and the slow breathing of the forest friends as they lived in the same moment. Whenever things fall apart, I just remember that the grace of Jesus works best in the broken pieces of our expectations, that Christmas makes the most sense in the mess of things. Good but Grumpy Owl, along with the rest of the forest friends, let a tear fall down his feathery cheek. I think I have just the song to sing, Good But Grumpy Owl said as he grabbed the guitar he kept at the forest friend's house and began to play.
Love awoke on Christmas morn. The baby king has now been born. Bethlehem, David's town, the light of men can now be found. The prophets told it long ago, the love of God would stoop down low. The slumbering hope now standing tall, here to raise us from the fall. The shepherd came, the sheep unbound, the rulers feared and wept aloud. The poor rejoiced, deaf sang praise, the love awoke on Christmas Day. The heel to crush the serpent's head, now in a manger for a bed. Word now flesh, our God now man, the King has come to claim his land. The shepherds came, the sheep unbound, the rulers feared and wept aloud. The poor rejoiced, the deaf sang praise, love awoke on Christmas Day. Has now been born. Bethlehem, David's town, light of men can now be found.
Just as Good But Grumpy Owl finished his song, Fox felt a snowflake at the tip of his nose. Doggy opened his mouth to catch the flakes, while Kit snuggled up next to Bear, smiling. You see, God's grace can fall like snow on even the worst of Christmas days, Wise and Beautiful Horsey said, smiling at Fox. The rest of the day was spent with laughter, playing, and snuggles. Bear, still in his apron, threw the frisbee for Doggy while Good But Grumpy Owl played catch with Kit. Fox showed Wise and Beautiful Horsey words like perfunctory and kilowatt, and all of them gathered around the new fire pit to snuggle, drink hot chocolate, and eat the fried fish and apple pie Bear made for everyone. All the while, the snow grew on the ground, blanketing the world with hope. After the fifth yawn, Kit finally announced she wanted to go to bed and walked across the snow to the cave with her tail held high. The rest followed quickly and cuddled into their beds, Bear first, then Fox, then Doggy, and then Kit. Wise and Beautiful Horsey and Good But Grumpy Owl followed them into the cave and sat down on their respective chairs. Kit, yawning now for the sixth time, asked, Good But Grumpy Owl, can you tell us a story? Their gifts were in each of their arms as they lay in their cozy beds. Of course, Good But Grumpy Owl said, smiling over at Wise and Beautiful Horsey, who was smiling back at him. In the middle of the forest, in a cave beneath the roots of the giant oak tree, lived four forest friends. Good But Grumpy Owl recounted what started as the worst Christmas, but ended up as one of their best Christmas days as each of them fell into sleep. Outside, the snow continued to fall, bringing with it a silent hope that love, like snow, can cover anything. The moon hid behind the clouds and the stars beside it as the rest of the forest slept under the cover of the baby born to a world longing for light, expectant for a new tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the Lightcatchers podcast. To see original illustrations for these stories, follow Lightcatchers Podcast on Instagram. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it. It really does help.